A gateway from Staffordshire to the galaxy beyond. Keele University's observatory telescope has the power to see billions of light years away from the Earth. But with a snap general election looming on the 8th of June, political scientists would benefit from a glimpse just 6 weeks into the future.
The local voting patterns do tend to map onto the concerns of voters during these periods.
Dr. Phil Catney is a senior lecturer in politics at Keele University.
People are often willing to give the government a kicking at a local election, but not quite so willing when it comes to the national election. This will be interesting because they're so close together that it isn't just a symbolic protest vote.
But will people here use the county council elections as a dress rehearsal?
No. It depends.
On what?
Who's promising what and whether they'll keep it.
My age group are definitely considering tactical voting, which means forget what your politics are normally or nationally, vote in this area because that's going to give more chance of the Tories not getting a seat.
I think people tend to look at the local issues, pick out which they believe will do best locally. Doesn't mean to say they'll do the same nationally.
The man hoping to retain his seat as council leader, the Conservatives' Philip Atkins, who celebrates 30 years in office this May.
The economy is booming in Staffordshire. We've got lots of people in jobs. Everybody's got the chance to get into a decent job. And unemployment is really low because of the efforts we've done. On top of that, we've managed to keep, with a well-run council, council tax at one of the lowest levels in the country. It's third lowest.
Labour held Staffordshire for 28 years until 2009, but can the group's leader Sue Woodward persuade people to vote Labour locally when the party is polling so poorly nationally?
We're going to make sure that people get the skills needed to get into reasonable jobs with good levels of pay rather than minimum income. We're looking at making sure that older people and vulnerable people are looked after and providing leisure opportunities.
The Liberal Democrats currently have no seats, but Henry Jebb hopes to change that.
I believe that care is very important on the county level, and that's what I will be concentrating. But I also want a greener emphasis, more sensible public transport, and that will in itself generate jobs. And jobs, again, is very important. We do have low unemployment, but we have also very low wages. And I think it's very important that we make sure that the skills of our residents are improved in order to take advantage of all the new opportunities that we get in the modern world.
48 Green Party candidates are standing on Thursday. They currently hold one seat, with Ian Hollinshead.
This time, it's not about Brexit, it's about local issues and local concerns. And the Green Party is growing. It's a young political party compared to the other parties, but more people are seeing they want an alternative vote, and they want people who are actually going to work for them and listen to them, rather than a party saying to them, this is what we're doing.
UKIP also has a solitary county councillor. They'll field 40 candidates, including Edward Whitfield.
We want to not have the HS2 impact. We want potholes to be dealt with. We want senior citizens to be looked after. We also want to make sure that we look after retired army personnel.
When the ballot papers are counted in Staffordshire on Friday, the result will echo beyond the county's 1,000 square miles. Forecasters hoping to apply science to politics might also like to know that there'll be a full moon in the night sky on June the 9th.